Welcome to The Crucible, where the Southern African Institute of Mining and Metallurgy gives you a front row seat to conversations with specialists in the minerals and metals sector. SIAM has well over 100 years experience in and commitment to protecting the professional standards of our industry. Join us now as we discuss the key issues and global initiatives to give you the relevant information needed to make informed decisions, to influence policy that directly affects our sector, and to help our industry grow in an uncertain future.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our very first SIAM in Conversation podcast. I'm Zalmia Bueta. I am the current president of SIAM. And today we would just like to focus a little bit on SIAM and introduce SIAM to you and explain to you how SIAM is partnering with our industry. And there's no one better to do that introduction with me than Isabel Geldenhuys, who is our immediate past president. So Isabel, welcome. Please start us off by just telling us a little bit about yourself and your journey with SIAM. Why did you get involved and why did you want to be president?
Thank you, Zalmia, and thank you very much for the invitation to join you in conversation. My journey with SIAM started many years ago. I was very fortunate to have a mentor at work who was a past president of SIAM. During my process of getting involved in SIAM, it wasn't a straightforward path. We had many conversations about the benefits of SIAM. And as a young engineer, I always wondered, you know, what is this institute people talk about? And it's very much like when people tell young people, please remember to wear sunscreen. As a youngster, your skin is healthy and wonderful, and you think, I know everything, and you know, a bit of sunscreen is not going to make a difference. As you get older, you realize why you should have worn sunscreen. SIAM for me is a little bit like that. In the beginning, you think you're going to go down this path and get involved, maybe attend a conference or two. But as I got involved, I realized this is a place where you can talk and nurture and learn and share and expose yourself to things that you would never see in a working environment where you just do one thing at a time. So in short, SIAM for me was like, somebody told me to wear sunscreen and I did it. Why I wanted to be president is actually the wrong question. It was almost as if I eventually had to be president because of the absolute value that SIAM added to me. So I wanted to give something back because being the president, as you probably already realized, is hard work. You have basically two full-time jobs for a year, but it is an incredible rewarding journey. I don't regret a minute of the extra time that I put in, but it is very much giving back. That was what it was for me.
That's actually beautiful, Isabel. Your journey as president was actually not without its challenges. As I remember, you had to navigate SIAM through some difficult times, which was COVID. I think my question to you is, in your term in office, what were the major impacts that COVID had on SIAM and maybe even on the industry as a whole?
COVID came basically from nowhere. Nobody was really prepared. We had to start from scratch on every way we approached new things. During the hard lockdown in South Africa, a small group of us got together and we started doing webinars. And that journey put us on a path of introspection, of looking at what is different and how we can actually engage with our members who are now working from home and who is under their own pressures. Industry had the same kind of response as any other business in South Africa or the world. You know, you had hard times, and with the commodity boom just post-COVID, some of that hard times could be recuperated. But I think a lot of COVID is like any traumatic event. If you're a sports person, you get injured and your muscle tears, there's always a scar. So how you recover depends a lot on how much you work at it, how much physio you do, how much recovery you do. And if you don't do the work, you could always have a limp, you know? So there's a there's the difference for me. And I think in SIMM, we did the work. You know, we knew we had an injury. We were struggling financially as well. And we all looked internally at ourselves. What can we do better? And as a team, the management team, and as membership, we did some introspection and we started doing the work for the recovery. And I think we came through it very healthy. There will always be scars, I think, on every industry and every business from COVID. But I think most of us did the work to make us future-proof. That is basically what we're busy with.
So what I'm hearing is that there was a threat of being disconnected from our members, from industry. I think that was a basic threat of COVID. And I think what I'm also hearing is as we did introspection in SIAM, we had our members in mind and how to stay connected with our members and keep them connected as they were all working from home.
Absolutely. From my own personal experience, the lockdown created incredible isolation. At the time, you know, you had to be very creative to link up with your colleagues who's also sitting at home and figure out how do you actually work in this new environment. And I just feel SIMM had exactly the same challenges, both from an institute perspective and then also just, as you said, to link up with our members. We had a very big revival in terms of engagement during the lockdown periods. And then had an interesting, as people started going back to normal work, where everyone in the globe was basically offering digital content because suddenly we were overconnected. So there is this continuous process of finding the right balance of not just sitting back and saying, oh, I found a solution and it will work for the next 10 years. The world has changed. We have to keep finding new ways of connecting with everyone.
Yeah, and as you said, keep the balance. I think our members are the most important part of SIAM. And as we've now said, we kept them in the back of our mind throughout COVID. And as we said, trying to keep them connected. What other key benefits do you think SIAM gives its members?
So if you look at the motto on our SIMM logo, the motto that is in Latin, which I'm not going to try and pronounce correctly at all, but it means to the capable, the opportunity. And it has struck me this year as I've been engaging with people and thinking about solutions and ways forward that essentially for a 128-year-old institute, that motto is still incredibly true. We have a massive skills shortage globally in the mining and metallurgy industry. The SIMM is one of a few institutes in the world that is actually working towards creating people with skills, capable people in this industry. And in this way, what we're trying to do is essentially building the future leaders. We're trying to be there for them on their journey. There's a quote by a sort of a leadership coach in America that he says that if you don't know the road forward, remember to ask. And I think SIMM is that place where you can ask which way I should go. It's all across board. It's whether it's emerging trends like ESG and our new ESGS committee, where we talk about sustainability and not just compliance. It's ethics. It's technical knowledge at the technical conferences. It's softer skills. It's young professionals talking to each other and giving each other hope and guidance. It's developing new leaders. So there is something for everyone, and everyone can take something home. So as I said in my introduction, SIMM gave me way more than I gave it. And that's basically this wheel that we're working on in life, is that you get to a point where you can give back because you got so much.
Yeah. I really like that saying, if you don't know the road forward, remember to ask, and that you're saying SIAM is creating that safe space for our members to ask the questions and to get the
exactly.
guidance and the way forward. That's actually a good way of describing what SIAM offers its members. What I want to ask you, latching onto that, is how do we translate these benefits now into industry? I know this was a big drive for you during your term in office, not just looking at individual members, but looking at serving the industry as a whole.
Exactly. And again, I think it goes to the fundamentals of the shift. COVID, for me, essentially put our, let's call it, existing challenges under a microscope. So it concentrated it into a very short time. But even before COVID, we realized that we are relying on a small group of very active and very engaged members, but our membership in corporates have dwindled. Now, that dwindling process was over a long period of time, not because SIMM wasn't providing the same quality of conferences or the same networking opportunities. It's because the world changed. A lot of our new young professionals are working in far-flung places, and we started needing to engage with them. A lot of the old guard have retired, and there's no longer a champion in the companies who's driving SIMM membership. Because if you look back at your career, I'm sure you have the same thing. I had a core of SIMM members around me who basically influenced me to engage with SIMM. And if there's nobody in your company who's doing that, you won't know, because it is really not in the public domain that you should be an SIMM member. So what we've been trying to do is actually going a level up and engaging with corporates. And that's how we have developed the corporate partnership. And the idea with this is to essentially create a culture or inside corporate entities where membership is part of the package, you know. So, and that is what I'm hoping is that we get right in the next 5 to 10 years, is actually to engage membership, because the more members we have, the more value members get.
I agree with you. So would you agree that SIMM can create a collective platform where members globally can come together and solve problems innovatively and creatively together? Some problems, challenges that our industry faces, it's actually a global issue. And this platform that we're creating through industry and through corporates creates this collective platform where everyone can come together.
So firstly, I think SIMM is a track record of that this is something that we've done. If you look at the codes that's been developed and still maintained for South Africa. But secondly, I think what we're doing is we're packaging and making the platform more accessible. We have a platform. We have all these members. We have all this knowledge, this massive database of technical knowledge in our journal papers, and we have conference proceedings. So SIMM has a track record. So it's not like we're trying to design the wheel from scratch. All we're doing is we're packaging it in a way to bring people closer together in an easier way. The last point is, I agree totally. Globally, SIMM is part of the Global Professionals Alliance. And these are like-minded institutes like SIMM in other regions of the world. And we are linked into this massive global connected network for a reason, because there's massive global problems: climate change, tailings, ESG, sustainability. We can just keep going. You know, how we engage with our communities. Those are all problems that everyone share as miners and extractive metallurgists.
That is so true. If we look at the platform that we have, if we look at our track record and how we are connected globally to like-minded institutes, what would you say today, why is it imperative that corporates and industry partner with SIMM? Why should that be something that they should be doing today?
That's an excellent question. In my opinion, every corporate, every entity, large or small, we are going to deal with the same problems. One is generally globally a downward trend in the new metallurgists and mining engineers graduating from universities. So what you have is that the pool of people that can go into industry is shrinking. At the same time, we have a massive, what they call the retirement tsunami. You have people that's been in industry and is essentially giants of industry that we all know when we read their papers and we go to conferences and you recognize them, they're all in their 60s, late 70s, and are basically slowing down and exiting the industry. And somewhere in that realm, SIMM, together with its corporate partners, can bridge that gap. Because how do you translate all that expertise, that experience, into the new generation without saying that new generations can't do their own thing? Obviously, they're going to do their own thing. They're going to come up with new innovations. But what you don't want is that experience is completely lost. And I think that's where SIMM plays a crucial role in helping and developing new leaders for the future. I also think that we want ethical miners and metallurgists. And that's another key role that I think SIMM plays in society, because we are working in an environment where there's a lot of questions about what's the right thing to do. And I'm not just talking about criminal activity, just purely from a sustainability point of view, what's the right decisions to make? And that discussions and debates can happen at technical conferences, at branch events, you know, in the journal. And I think the more we bring in the broader community, as we are currently doing with all the ESG professionals, the better the conversation will become. And I'm really excited about the future.
Yes, definitely excited about the future, especially if we talk about bridging the gap between our young professionals entering our industry and, as you said, the retirement tsunami, the exiting out of our industry. Would you say there is a need for us to stay relevant with our members, with industry, with corporates globally? Would you say there is a need for us to stay relevant through these partnerships?
Yeah, relevance is a tricky one. I know a lot of people talk always about, you know, we have to remain relevant. And I think the content is relevant. It's the how you package the message that is perhaps adjustable as people change. And I think that's possibly why we're here today, because in the 1980s and 70s, the internet wasn't around. So how did we communicate with our peers? We went to events. Usually the branches were really strong, and it was a physical event where people sat around and talked about their problems on the plant and shared experiences. And those experiences, the content is still relevant. We just need to find new ways and channels to communicate it. And I think that's why we are looking at every possible angle, including working with our corporate partners, to go into the employees' world and engage with them, to be there in their face through digital, through communication, through events that is relevant to them. The challenge is that there are so many pools of potential members for SIMM. We need to get more members active in this drive to grow the membership so that we can all share in the benefit of that shared relevant knowledge.
Yes, and the learnings, to share our learnings, yeah, our best practices. Yes. Isabel, maybe a little bit of a difficult question or a technical question, but to corporates, to industry, we offer certain benefits that the individual, the employee, can tap into. Can you elaborate a little bit about these benefits, the specific benefits that we offer to corporates that the individual can tap into?
Okay, so the way we looked at the corporate partners is obviously, first of all, as I said, to really grow our membership. So what we've done is the corporate partnership makes it really easy to become a member if you're part of an entity that is a corporate partner of SIMM. So essentially, as part of the group, you then have essentially free access to membership. So while SIMM's membership fee is really not a very high fee compared to any other professional institutes, a lot of members are overwhelmed with remembering to pay invoices annually and membership fees renewals. And we're trying to make the admin part of becoming a member really easy and smooth. So that's the first benefit. The second benefit is more related to bringing the message of SIMM into the corporate partners. So we have joint events where we are sending, for example, a monthly newsletter to our corporate partners' employees, telling them of all the events that's happening, communicating directly with them as a pool, and giving them opportunity to see all the opportunities that SIMM offers them. So those direct line of communication is incredibly valuable, because it's not easy to just send a cold email to random people. The world doesn't work like that anymore. Yes. Most of us get spam and you just block it. So we have to find a relevant and reliable communication channel. And this is one of the ways that we're doing it. So we get access to the pool and we can share what SIMM offers. The third thing is that there is also a mentorship program involved, where mentorships are basically allocated from the partner to SIMM members who are willing to mentor people. So this is a unique opportunity, because normally your mentor is inside your own company. In this case, there's an entire industry out there with experienced people who are willing to mentor youngsters or young professionals, and they are then taken under the wing of a person that's not necessarily within their entity, which I think is an incredible valuable opportunity if you're a young professional building your career, to see outside of your own production line.
Absolutely.
Is not as easy. I mean, a lot of people start off with a big multinational and they work themselves up to the top, and sometimes they leave after 15 years only, and they've never spoken to anybody outside of that world. So I think that's a very valuable aspect of it. Broadly speaking, I think it's a lot about visibility and engagement. But for the individual member, it's ease of access, it's information in a palatable form, it's opportunities to be involved in mentorship, and it's opportunities to become a member of the SIMM and get the value that every other member gets without the hard work of admin and paying your invoice annually, which is sometimes a bit hard for people.
Yes, I agree. I like the idea of saying we are making it easier. Well, first of all, making it more visible so that you know there's an institute out there for you with like-minded professionals that can offer you learnings and solutions that you have direct access to. And then also the idea of making access easier, so that it's easier for you to connect and to cross-pollinate. And I especially like the idea of mentorship outside of your own institute. That, for me, as you said, Isabel, it's just a huge plus. Again, coming back to the cross-pollination and the learnings across the globe. So, Isabel, I want to say thank you for the time that you spent with us and talk to us a little bit about SIMM and its members, and how SIMM engages with industry and our new corporate partnership drive. And I think at this point in time, we need to acknowledge our first two corporate partners. So the first one, Isabel, I think is Implat, Impala Platinum. And our second one is Sibanye Stillwater.
And that's great.
A special thank you for them sharing their vision with us, helping us, like you said, Isabel, to build stronger networks, and to help us build our young professionals to continuously develop our vision. And then I hope that, Isabel, this vision that you had and this journey that you started for us, I hope that this will strengthen and that this will grow, and that we will continue to engage with industry and with partners, so that we, in our industry, collaboratively can start solving challenges that we all face together.
Thank you, Zalmia. I really appreciate the kind words, and I cannot underscore how important Sibanye Stillwater and Impala Platinum's decision was for the industry, because in my opinion, SIMM is a jewel in the crown of our industry. It doesn't happen by accident that 128 years of history is behind us.
That is true. Jewel in the crown of our industry.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Isabel.
Thank you for having me today.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.